And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Control Freaks Hollywood.
Let's go. Let's blow up Hollywood.
Let's blow.
You know it really should.
We should.
Let's blow up Hollywood.
Let's blow.
You know it really should.
We should.
You know it really should. You don't need to be a computer analyst to know the rat hole in Los Angeles. Plastic people with no fat cells. Airheaded boomers you can't even spell.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Control Freaks. That's the second track we've played, I think, from their latest album, which is out right now. You can find out more about them by their Facebook page, Tony, which is
Facebook.com/Control Freaks.
Facebook.com/Control Freaks SF, as in San Francisco. Quite a popular way for bands to do it, isn't it? Put the initials of the place they're from in at the end there.
Yeah.
Brilliant album, really kind of sort of bubblegum punk with attitude, I suppose. Cool. I just really, really like it. We'll be playing more from them before long. That you can be guaranteed, Tony.
Excellent.
Now, this is the point in the show when I like to read out a joke or a poem for you. If you have a joke for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a poem, do the same thing, but title the email Poetry Corner. And Tony, this week, I have one.
Excellent.
This is from Nez, who I imagine will be starring in the show this week.
He will.
He will, good. Yeah, now this from Nez. So it says, hi. Now he sent me this a while ago. He said, hi Paul, this might be one to hold for the 8th of June, but feel free to use it now. As you can see, it's called Let's Fucking Do It. All the best, Nez.
Right.
So I'm not expecting Shakespeare here.
Okay.
I'm expecting Nez Spear.
Right.
Here goes. Let's fucking do it. Running down the stairs to get there on time. Heels clicking, breath racing, as if in rhyme. Doors banging as I hit the street. The sun is shining. It must be a sign. Let's fucking do it. Collecting my posse, my bitches, my gang. With lowered waistbands, we're gonna do our thang. For the streets are ours, our time is now. The words are shouted, but we say, we sang. Let's fucking do it. We're charged, we're loaded, in our own way. Our gang becomes a crowd, we're gonna make them pay. Fists raised, emotions high, we're gonna kick ass, we're gonna have our say. Let's fucking do it. We arrive en masse, full of anger and grrr, to tell the man, the lord, the sir, that today is our day, so pack your bags, for today's the day, we're gonna vote Labour. Right, now, we read that out because it's going to be election next week. Yeah,
it is, yes.
So, well, I thought I'd do it this week to give you all a week for that to sink in. And I do realise that we have some opposition to the Labour Party, Tony, not least of which is in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Indeed. But I think we're both pretty much, we've tied our colours to the mast there, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, certainly have.
Yeah, and thank you very much to Nez for sending that in. Feel free to send us a funny poem at any point. You lot, you do seem to be taking this all rather seriously.
Yeah.
Now, a band that don't take themselves too seriously, Tony, there's a link.
Ooh.
A Death Party UK.
Ah.
I'm loving the Death Party UK, Tony, and they're in the process of bringing out a number of, I believe, free-to-download singles right now over the next sort of month, or they've been doing so, should I say. This one comes out, I think, end of June. And the latest one that they've done, well, it's kind of a cover version. I've got to ask you, Tony, did the original Batman theme have any lyrics other than Batman?
I don't think it did, no.
I don't think it did either. I think Death Party UK have added their own lyrics. I've kind of given away the song we're about to play here, but I kind of felt the need to do it up front. Because I started listening thinking, this can't be an instrumental. He wouldn't do an instrumental. It's not an instrumental, Tony. It's instrumental. That's what
nice.
It is. Yeah, thanks. All the way from Knots, and it features the Dark Lord of Nightbreed, our mate Trev, and his missus. They are Death Party UK. This is, I love this. What's Death Party? It sounds so far like I'm loving everything, doesn't it? Mm. What's Death Party UK's website?
Deathpartyuk.com.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the Internet One to the Batmobile. Let's go. This is Batman.
Batman. Batman. Batman.
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a good version, isn't it? That's excellent. Well done, Death Party UK. Now, there will be some more electioneering during the show.
Okay.
As a direct result of something that's just dropped through my door. There's also the possibility, Tony, that at some point, because we've started recording the show late because we've had various technological issues,
yeah,
that I may have to go and check on my baked spuds.
Oh, okay.
Which is a little bit different to you having to chuck on your cornflakes.
Chuck on my cornflakes.
But I might have to check on my spuds, Tony.
Check on my spuds. Okay.
Yeah, all right. So, but I don't know yet. I'll see. We'll see how it pans out. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along, leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment, do like the page. Let us know. Just get in touch. We had a couple this week. First up, Timo's been in touch. Timo
Schmidt. Hello, Timo.
And in reference to our little theme tune there, he says, can we ask the other Paul B's wife to do an iTunes song? Also, I think Grand Royale should do a side project with a guest musician and call it Grand Royale with Cheese. There you go. but yeah, maybe we do an iTunes song. If we had more iTunes reviews, maybe we would want it as a little theme tune.
Look, I don't think we can foist ourselves on Mrs. Boyle more than we already have.
No.
Although saying that, we didn't really. She voiced herself on us, didn't she? She was so upset. Look, next time we read some iTunes out, if we do a bad enough song, she might improve it.
Okay.
There's a possibility.
Well, that's kind of implying our Facebook tune was done poorly in the first one. It wasn't a particularly good version, if I remember correctly.
It's at least we orchestrated a key change, which is more than she did.
That's true. Don't want to get technical with her.
She kept it very mainstream pop, didn't she? We were a bit alt rock.
but yeah, thanks, Timo. And Nez Coy has been in touch as well.
Hello, Nez. Fancy that. It's a Nez special.
Here you go. And he says...
It's the initial.
Here, Paul, I need to have a word. Picture this. I have a 15-minute walk to do, so headphones found. Song choice needed. I know. That ABBA song Paul recommended last week. So Spotify out, a song chosen, headphones on, walking. You are not wrong, it is haunting and really quite good for 90 seconds, and then it is a fucking ABBA song. Some punk rocker I am, ABBA in my ears and a little skiff in my step. Was I mad? Did I dream it? Is Paul mad? Or do I need to listen again? Fucking hope not. Interesting maybe, but punk rock it ain't. But there was a clue in the name, ABBA. So my fault, I guess. Nez.
Yeah, there were plenty of clues there.
There was a little bit.
Yeah. I didn't say ABBA had not been ABBA. I just said they'd done an absolutely, in my opinion, amazing song, which I have turned on several people in the warehouse to as well now. And they agree with me that it is something of a classic.
It's ahead of its time.
Was very much ahead of its time, whilst keeping the essential ABBA ingredients, Tony.
No, I listened to it after the show. I looked on YouTube, and there's actually a version with the lyrics as it goes. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. It is weird.
It's dark, isn't it?
I like the melody, though, in the verse. It's really odd. Yeah, I liked it.
I just think it's absolutely brilliant, and I'm standing up for me here.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, have a listen to it. Right, it's because it's right out there, and it's very much of its time. It brings back memories for me of what 1981 was like, which was pretty dark and pretty bleak and pretty hoo-ha.
Right.
Yeah.
And we never really said it was punk rock.
We never said it was punk rock.
No.
I said it was reminiscent of both the Human League and Joy Division.
Yep. So yeah, there you go, Nez. So it's really
So your thing sucks, Nez. No.
Yeah. You're not having that
Read your fucking poem out.
And we're going to vote Labour. What else are you going to do?
What more does he want?
Oh dear, listeners. But that's it for Facebook.
Sometimes they think they just own us, Tony.
I know.
Anyway, yeah, so that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. It's a shame that we didn't, that I didn't know ahead of that, so I could have put on the start to Mamma Mia before the Facebook tune. You know, that's what, is it Mamma Mia that goes,
I can't do it.
Yeah,
I think
that one, yeah. Anyway. If you're listening in stereo, this is amazing. It's quadraphonic. Thanks very much for getting in touch, Ned. Right, Tony, I'm going to play two songs in a row. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Stay tuned for Archie and the Bunkers, who are quite fabulous, and we'll be telling you all about them after you've heard them. First up, another band that are absolutely fabulous, and another band from Phoenix, Tony. We're loving the... Well, I'm loving the Phoenix. I think you're liking the Phoenix. I'm loving the Phoenix. I'm scared now to say that anybody's loving anything I am. I'm now thinking anything I love, other people might not hate.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, Playboy Man Baby, frankly, you do love them. I love them. We all love them. They're brilliant. They've got a new album out right now. It's really, really good. You can find out more about them by their website, Tony, which is?
PlayboyManBaby.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. And this is Don Knotts in a Wind Tunnel.
Goblin.
Starting straight in my brain, it works its way down to my heart like an electric shock. You're my pacemaker, you make my heart beat. Oh, you're a love
so sweet. You're my pacemaker, you make my heart beat. It goes faster and faster. You say you love me, well I love you too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do. I wanna be always true to you. We fall on back to the floor. Your eyes roll back in your head. And then I sing. You're my pacemaker, you make my heart beat. You are a love so sweet. You're my pacemaker, you make my heart beat. It goes faster and faster. All feelings are entering my brain. It works its way down in my heart like an electric shock. You're my pacemaker, you make my heart beat. You are a love so sweet. You're my pacemaker, you make my heart beat. It goes faster and faster. You're my pacemaker, you make my heart beat. You are a love so sweet. You're my pacemaker, you make my heart beat. It goes faster and faster now.
You're listening to Molly Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the new single from Archie and the Bunkers. It's a track called You're My Pacemaker. Tony, Archie and the Bunkers are a two-piece band. They're brothers. I think they're about 8 years old each.
Oh,
ever
nice.
So young. Ever so young. All the way from Cleveland, Ohio, Tony. Cleveland, known as America's most unlucky city because they didn't manage to set fire to their own river.
Oh.
Yeah, that place.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Archie and the Bunkers, I don't know how to describe them. They describe themselves as a rock and roll band, but I think they're not. It's very garagey. It's very kind of, but it's not really old school because it's just keyboard and drums. They're like half of ABBA, Tony.
All right. Nice.
Not really. What's Archie and the Bunkers' website?
ArchieandTheBunkers.com.
It is. It's Tony 3 pulling the internet one. You're doing a lot better than last week, Tony.
Excellent.
Now, did you do anything last week?
I went to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
There you go, you did go. You did do something.
Yes, yes.
Is it as good as everyone said?
It's not as good as the first one.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, right. I thought what everyone had been saying was it was even better.
Right. No, it's it tries too hard.
Oh, right. So you're saying that everyone is wrong?
Yeah.
Is this going to be an impromptu movie review, Tony? Because if it is, I think we ought to have the theme song.
Tony's movie review. Hey.
Go for it.
It was good, but it was kind of, it's like they'd done everything that was good about the first movie, they just amped it up more.
Oh.
So it was bigger, brighter. Everyone was doing the thing that was funny in the first film, they did it more. The first film ended with Baby Groot dancing.
Yeah, I was about to say, so there's more Grootage, is there?
And there's loads more Grootage. It starts with him dancing in exactly the same way as the first one. It's just too much. Everything, it just felt a bit forced.
Right.
It's a shame because I really liked the first one.
Yeah, I thought the first one was brilliant.
Yeah, but it was all right, though. It wasn't bad, but it just, at the end of it, me and Steph both went, because a bit of a disappointment. It was a bit like, too much.
Well, in that case then, that means that there's no need for me to get anywhere to watch it until it appears on Film 4 in a couple of years.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Don't try and watch it now.
Excellent.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that concludes
Tony's movie review. Ooh.
I do like an impromptu feature.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you want to ask you what I did last week?
What did you go up to last week?
I've got three things down here, Tony. I've got weather, fail, trousers, all with their exclamation marks.
Oh.
So let's discuss the weather first, shall we? Did you enjoy the heat wave that we had?
It was a nice couple of days. The Friday. Was it the Friday?
Friday.
Friday. Yes, it was too hot.
for the first time in 18 months, I sat in my backyard all Friday afternoon. I read a book. I'm reading some Berlin Noir.
Oh.
By a chap. I've got the book here. By a chap called Philip Kerr. It's really good, rollicking stuff about just pre-Second World War Germany and the rise of the Nazis, but how a private detective who is rather cynical and thinks the Nazis are rubbish, right, but manages to work in amongst them. So it goes in amongst real events, but and he's dealing with some of the people in the leadership of the party, but he's also going on these crime capers. It's excellent. They're really good. So I went in the back garden and started reading one, and I finished reading it in the back garden. And then I came inside, Tony.
Okay.
I'd pinked up like a lobster.
Lovely.
Like a Brit on holiday. Right.
Yeah.
And it never started really hurting. I was just aware of it. I've been aware of it. The first time I exposed flesh has been there with daylight in a year and a half. And, oh, God, blimey. Right. And, but what I thought was, when I was, it's now Monday that we're recording this show, and it's been raining and grey and that. And I thought, if anyone came back from holiday now, or if they just came back from being away from the UK now and they walked around, they'd be asking people how the hell they got sunburned.
Mm.
They'd be saying, did you set fire to yourself? Is this ridiculous? Because the amount of rednecks that are in the warehouse now is really quite impressive.
Nice.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's that. Now, fail is I went and did a gig. I think I told you about it last week. I did the fabulous one. Yeah, the fabulous £1 Comedy Club at the Canal House, which should have been great. I was due to try out new stuff, and I was really excited about it. And I got there at 7, I was supposed to be meeting people. They didn't show up till 7:45, by which time I'd had 2 pints, and then one of them said, do you want a drink? I went, yeah, right, so that's 3 pints. Then I went in, where I got talking to someone who was part of the group, this woman. She went, oh, I fancy having some red wine. I went, me too. Brilliant idea. Let's get a bottle. So we had a bottle of red wine, then she bought another bottle of red wine. We had that. And then, just as we'd ordered the third bottle, the bloke went, ladies and gentlemen, Paul B. Evans. I went, oh shit, I'm doing a gig. Completely forgotten about it. Leathered, went on stage, embarrassed myself. Got a few laughs, but by my standards, shocking.
Oh dear.
Like, after the show, we decided to carry on drinking with my mate Martin in tow as well. So there were 3 of us went out. Went to Filthies. Have you been to Filthies?
No. Where's that?
No idea, Tony. I was
excellent.
Leathered. Keep up. I think it's somewhere in the Lace Market, right? I don't know. There's a pub in Nottingham called Filthies. Anyway, we went there, and then the next 2 hours are a complete mystery, other than me thinking I'd got a tram home, but then ending up on Hucknall Road. And if you know the geography of North Nottingham, you know it's practically impossible to do both of those things without a very long walk. I don't know how I did it. A guy walked up saying, here, mate, are you all right? I was clearly staggering about. And I went, I don't know, I'm trying to find New Baseford. He went, oh yeah, go back down there. So I'd gone too far. He goes, go back down there and go up that road there and then you'll get there. Anyway, got in at some point, sat down, obviously got a glass of orange juice and listened to The Visitors.
Nice.
I remember doing that. Then I went to bed. Woke up the next morning, my leg was killing me. Threw the duvet back, Tony. Imagine. I threw the duvet back and I had a big lump out of my knee and a graze all down my calf. And I thought, oh, I must have fallen over, obviously. And then I thought, how could I have fallen over for that to happen? And the only thing I can think is I successfully got all the way back to my door. There's 3 stone steps up to my door. I think I must have tripped up over my steps to my front door and just banged into it and just taken out my neck. And then I thought, oh, no, I had my favourite trousers on last night. Oh, I wonder what's happened to those. So I lifted up my favourite trousers that were in a crumpled heap next to the bed. Sure enough, great big hole in the left knee.
Oh, dear.
Gutted. Anyway, I'm all about solutions, not problems, Tony.
That's
so
true.
I immediately got online and ordered myself, because they're cheap, trying out 15 quid. So ordered myself what I thought was a pair of the same trousers.
Right.
Same colour, same size, lovely. Go for it. Brilliant. They arrived but a day later. Excellent service. Hmm. And I tried them on, Tony, and let's just say they were rather snug.
Right.
What I appear to have got myself is what I believe the young people call skinny jeans, but what us older gits called drain pipes.
Yes.
And they're proper drain pipes, Tony. They pretty much outline my rather insignificant meat and 2 veg, thus making them appear really rather good. So I'm quite pleased with the purchase.
Okay, excellent.
I am threatening to wear them regularly.
Right.
They'll get the first outing in London on Thursday. If London can handle them, the rest of the country is prepared, I reckon.
Oh, I'm sure that'd be fine.
They look sprayed on, Tony.
Right.
They're the kind of trousers that you'd go out and pull in and then wish you hadn't, because you couldn't get them off.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking about them.
Successful then?
Yeah, so that was my week.
Right.
Shall we play something from the vaults that might not be from the vaults?
Yeah, go on then.
All right. So this is a band called The Antidotes. This goes back, they're from Port Charlotte, Florida, and they're a punk rock band. And they, now, we got this in 2014. They appear to still be going. I'm sorry that we haven't kind of followed up on them really, because they're really good. What is The Antidotes Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheAntidotes.
It is indeed. And their title is The Antidotes, is with an apostrophe. But on the Facebook page, it isn't. It's just the letters. TheAntidotes. They're just one letter away from being the anti-donuts.
Mm.
And yeah, but you wouldn't like that. You'd want pro-donut.
Exactly. Although we have got some apple donuts in the fridge, and that I would be definitely anti.
Oh, would you really? Are they apple donutten? Are they German?
Yeah, the Morrison's ones. Mum got them as a present.
Oh, they German, that's Morrison's. Brilliant.
Yeah. But now, rubbish. Rubbish. Oh, apple. No, wrong. Wrong. Apples
well,
do not
I'm
belong
in
donuts.
I'm sorry about that, but anyway.
That's right. Anyway, sorry.
We'll keep on topic. actually, there's a topic on top of the microwave.
Ah.
That my part-time Irish lodger, Pat, left. And it's been there a while. I should probably eat it. Anyway,
you've got a
sorry,
part-time
on
Irish lodger? I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah, I know. Oh, mate, it's like a Piccadilly Circus around here.
Right, okay. Anyway, back on topic.
Very international, very... let's get back to this band. So, yeah, the Antidotes, right? We played a track or two by them 2 or 3 years ago. I've revisited the album. It's really, really good. And I don't think we've played this one before. So it is from the vaults, but it might not be from the vaults, and I can't be bothered to go back to 2014 to check.
Okay.
And I don't mean like a Time Lord, I mean by checking on the Bungie Radio website, I'm not able to just go back. Oh, wouldn't that be great? Just to be able to go back to 2014.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
No, anyway, I can't. But anyway, this is them, and you've got the Facebook thing. You just got that right, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
You did, so that's 4-1.
Ah, excellent.
You're doing well. It's Tony 4, poorly beaten in Snake 1. Shit the bed.
Well, it continues now to click in my head. Will it make sense if I'm dead? Where will I go? What will I do? What am I here for? Perhaps my mind is so bad. Sleeping my life away. I'm living day to day. Sleeping my life away. I'm living day to day. Well, I'm still struggling every single day. Well, I just got paid, but I'm waiting for payday. Well, I work at a livable wage, but I feel like wasting away. Sleeping, I'm awake. I'm living day to day. I'm sleeping my life away. I'm living day to day.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a bit sweary, wasn't it, me saying that? But then I did do a bad swear before that, so it's covered.
Okay.
And now that I've revisited that album, you might be hearing something else from the Antidotes in the coming weeks as well.
Okay,
who
cool.
knows? Who knows? Tony?
Yeah?
Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Woo. Yep. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. Again, no one has emailed me any gigs. Maybe the whole gigging world has stopped. That's not true. There's loads. So I've picked another one up. A local to Nottingham.
Tony, you need to look further afield to inspire people.
Yeah, but there's a... I'm following there's a punk group on Facebook that I keep going on, and my eye just keeps getting drawn to Nottingham. And what can I say? You know, I'm loyal. But you're right, of course.
That's fair enough.
So the Maze this Saturday, 3rd of June, Dragster are playing.
Oh, brilliant. In that case, then, completely justified. And hello to Fee and Diesel.
Exactly. They're playing with TV Smith, Kiss My Acid and Minotaur. It's £7 on the door. But yeah, so if you are around, do go to that. Dragster, highly recommended. We've played them loads of times.
And we can also recommend TB Smith from the what was it, the adverts, wasn't it?
I don't know. Could be.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent original punk rock there from TB Smith as well. Yeah. Great show.
Yeah. So I thought that is my gig.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Interesting fun fact about Fee, the lead singer from Dragster, Tony.
What's that?
That Smeg, the lead singer of King Kurt, is very, very enamoured with her, to the point that a couple of years ago, when I was at Inkfest, she told me that while he was extremely drunk, he'd asked her if he could have a pint of her wee. And she went, yeah, all right, gave him it, and he drank it.
Nice.
I don't even know if you let it cool down. I don't think you put ice in it or anything.
Right, okay.
Yeah, her husband, Diesel, found it very funny. I'm saying husband, I think they're married.
I don't know.
That's a bassist. Perhaps I should have said partner.
Ah, true.
No, is he the bassist or the guitar player? Bassist.
Don't know. It's been a while.
He's a good player. Yeah, we've not seen him in a while, have we?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Let's do that.
Stay tuned for Black Volvo, and I've got a feeling I've got something to say about them that might be quite funny after you've heard them. But first up, Lancaster Space Rock, Tony.
Oh.
A Lancaster Space Rock outfit that we played the other week called Three Dimensional Tanks. I think the first track we played was Motor Booting, and now we've got the only other track we've got by them. I think it's a download single that's out now. You can find out more by going to their website, which is
threedimensionaltanks.com.
threedimensionaltanks.co.uk. Poorly the internet too, Tony. Four, so you're still doing well. I'm really glad that we can play this. I think I said to you before the show that I felt like I was having a bit of trouble getting the music together this week, but I'm completely wrong. It's excellent.
Excellent.
And here's the proof. This is Pink Spaceship.
Foamy.
I got my bug rock family! Family! I got my bug rock family! Family!
Hey!
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Dutch punk rock from Black Volvo. We played quite a bit of this Black Volvo album. Now, interestingly, Tony, Black Volvo came out, this album is out on TNS, That's Not Skanking Records, and hello to TNS.
Hello, TNS.
But in Scotland, it's out on another label, which makes me think that the Dutch punk rockers Black Volvo have embraced Caledonian independence rather previously.
Ooh.
So I was right, it wasn't funny, it was interesting. Yeah, or was I right? I don't know. Anyway, Tony, what is Black Volvo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Black Volvo.
Facebook.com/Black Volvo Rock.
Ooh.
Forty of Internet 3, Tony 4. Is this a comeback, Tony?
Could be.
It could be, you know. I'm just looking at the last two. I'm thinking suddenly I've got chances.
Okay.
Who knows? Are you doing anything this week?
Alcohol practice tomorrow. Oh, it's very likely now that we're going to record a new EP.
Oh wow!
Alcohol as a final thing and just give it away at the gig.
So that's a great idea.
Been writing a song today, so we're back on that, and just so we're going to do hopefully three songs, two of them being new and one being one we've never recorded properly.
Right.
So hopefully that will happen this week in terms of new songs. Yeah, so
do you think I could just suggest something to you, Tony?
Go on then.
Right, and you might have already thought of this, but rather than going to the trouble of making a CD, why don't you do a flyer or do like a leaflet of some kind with a download link on it so people can just download it, the new songs, and then maybe with a link to some other things they can get as well.
Yeah, I was thinking about setting up a Bandcamp page, just putting everything on there.
Yeah,
and just letting everyone just download it.
Yeah, I think. Well, so in other words, I didn't need to suggest that.
No. I was going to do, but people don't want CDs anymore, do they? Really?
I still do, but I am alone.
Yeah, they stack up. Yeah. They take room.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that's that's it really. And we're getting ready for holiday, which is in 2 weeks.
Right.
Miss Mises, well, what are you up to?
Well, what I'm going to read out first, we're going to do just a little bit of politics here, right?
Okay.
So, as you know, the election's coming up, and I've been getting a few leaflets through the door, a few party political leaflets through the door. Mm. And the same day, I got the Green Party and UKIP. Now, they do seem to go together, don't they, Green Party and UKIP? They're not holding hands with each other, but if you get one, the other one's normally around the corner. When one's interviewed on TV, the other one's normally there and that. And I think it's a bit unfair on the Green Party, really, because the Green Party candidate for Nottingham East is called Kat Berger, and she's German.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the Green Party, much bigger in Europe than they are here, and she has some very sensible things to say that I'm not going to read out right now on the flyer, because I am disappointed, as I've discussed before, because I don't even think the flyer's been printed on recycled paper, Tony.
Oh, dear.
I mean, what sort of Green Party are they if they're sending paper through the door?
Yeah.
Lost a lot of my respect there.
True.
However, if I had any respect for UKIP, I haven't anymore.
Right.
Because UKIP's candidate for Nottingham East is Robert Hall Palmer, right?
Okay.
Hall Palmer being double bound, as you'd expect.
Of course.
And I am going to read what it says here. See if this makes you want to vote UKIP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dear voter. Nice start.
Yeah.
The statue of Robin Hood was donated by the Clay family. The bow and arrow were often being broken off. My family legend goes my grandfather, acting for the Clays, came up with the idea of replacing the lower section of the bow and arrow in steel. The sun used to shine on this, though. It has recently been painted. I would remove the upper bronze half and replace it with steel to complete and balance the statue. This is the sort of common sense I would apply to all problems in the constituency to bring improvement. Yours sincerely, Robert Hall Palmer. He's clutching at straws, isn't he?
Jeez.
That's pretty much all he's got. There's a load of nonsense on the back. But yeah, that's it. That's his big letter. This is what I can do for you.
Well, pretty much UKIP now, because they can't vote go for coming out of Europe, so they've just making shit up now, I think.
They are still hitting the immigration card rather heavily. I think it's safe to say. But I don't think if they were ever taken seriously, they're not now. And if it wasn't so, I'm not in really a marginal seat, but I want to make sure. So unfortunately for Kat, I am still voting red rather than green.
Yes.
You know, if there was a good Lib Dem, we could have a traffic light situation.
Yeah. I've heard Lib Dem in 2010 and I got a Tory government.
Yeah, we got stunned. That's the only time I haven't voted Labour. That didn't work out well.
Nah. So
that ship sailed.
So we're Labour here. We've been Labour a while, but I'm still very just, same as you, just in case. Just in case sneak in. So.
They're just a bunch of power mad hippies.
Exactly.
Right, what I'm also doing this week, Tony, this Saturday, I'm doing my last comedy show before summer break in Oslo at Horgan's. And this time around, I'm flying over an African comedy dictator called President Obonjo.
Lovely.
That's right, Norway. Strap yourselves in. He will be supported by a female comic called Alex Heller, who lives in Oslo, which is very handy. It means I don't have to fly her over. Or if I did, it would be utterly pointless. You can find out more via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com, or if you type in English comedy in Oslo to that there Google, you will find it.
Excellent.
I'm going to play another song now, Tony, and this one by a band we haven't heard before, in that they are not brand new, but quite new. A band called Deficit, but the first I is actually an exclamation mark, so it's Deficit.
Nice.
You're looking at it like that, right?
Hmm.
Deficit, who are, as you will discover, very reminiscent of early Cure. But as a three-piece, don't look anything like them. They don't look like their sound.
Okay.
I don't. They just... Right, but I am enjoying it. And we've heard about them via Metal Postcard Records. Now, Metal Postcard are the ones that brought the music of Cambodia to our attention a couple of years ago.
Mm.
And since then, they've started picking up some British artists, including Ashley Reeks, for one, who have been featured on this show. So I wonder whether Metal Postcard ever listened to us.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Who knows? Anyway, what do I know is, Tony, what is Deficit's or Deficit's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Deficit Band.
Facebook.com/ I am Deficit. And it's all the letters. IAMDEFICIT. And that, Tony, if I'm not mistaken, makes it Poor the Internet 4, Tony 4.
I think it does.
This is Nighttime. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
How about that then? That does sound very Cure-y.
It does.
I'd actually put in my notes here, London Cure-esque three-piece.
Right.
Second band that we played that sounded a bit like The Cure in recent weeks. I think, was it Nelson Cat? No, it wasn't. We played another band, another Danish band. I say another Danish band. It wasn't Nelson Cat. We played a Danish band. I can't remember what they're called now. That's shocking. Who sounded very Cure, sort of Susie and the Banshees a while back. And then we played that one now. Anyway.
Excellent.
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters, Tony.
Nothing else matters.
Yeah. Have you got a twat for us?
No.
That matters.
It does matter.
That twatters.
Yeah, I don't know if we've had... No, we did have a twat last week. I was about to say, I think we had a twat since the snap election was called, what we did. We did have one.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't been entirely twatless.
No. But a lot less twat heavy than I suspected it would be this time of year. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me. Tony.
I think we might be ready for a twat wave.
Twat wave.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, we had a heat wave we weren't expecting. I think we could maybe have a twat wave now.
That would be good. Get them in. It'd be especially handy to have at least two in the next couple of weeks. That would be great.
Right, so if you just explain what people are supposed to be doing and then just crack on with what you're going to do instead, and I'm going to sit back and listen and enjoy.
All right. Yeah, so email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, or where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Please do vote. Please do email me. And in lieu of that, I'm going to do a little iTunes thing. Don't forget, if you are on iTunes, please do reviews.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Aren't I? The iTunes.
What, sorry, no, I was just pleased.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. I thought I'd done something wrong. It's all right, fine. I will edit that out.
Don't doubt yourself, Tony.
Oh,
leave it there.
Okay. Yeah, so, iTunes. If you're on iTunes, please do reviewers. Easy way to do it. Go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. Hit that. It'll go to iTunes to where you can review us. 5 stars only. And read them out. Now, a few months ago, we were talking about this and we noticed that we were below Snow Patrol on the charts.
Simply shouldn't ever happen.
Exactly. And so we did have a little talk about that, and we did ask you if you were fancied dropping us a 5-star review, please do so. But whilst you're there, maybe you could drop them a 1-star review and just something like Punky Rocks or don't listen to this, listen to Punky instead.
Cyber guerrilla warfare,
basically. So I did check today, if I haven't checked before, but there are some on there, so thanks.
Fabulous.
For popping these on, and we did say we reviewed them out, so I'm gonna. So on the US one we have one, and it's from Glenn, which I'm hoping is Glenn, Jen, Glenn, Chris N. Is it Jen or is it Glenn? We don't know. It's Glenn actually, this one. He says lousy music. That's all he says. Which, fair enough, that's all you need to say, Glenn. It's fine.
Well, you don't need a lot more, do you?
And it's a 1-star review. Thank you very much.
That's pathetic. We are bad people.
We really are. And on the UK one, constipated. It was no surprise to learn that Gary Lightbody is musically constipated. So having learned nothing new, there was no point in listening to this. At least there was no music on it. You'd be better off listening to Punky, which is far superior. And that's from W Buzz Ryan, and it's a 1-star review. Thank you very much, W.
Brilliant.
And finally, Punky Radio is better. If you're reading this, then why? This is such an old and crappy podcast, you shouldn't even be here. Go to the Punky Radio podcast and decent music and hilarious banter. And that's an insane star. Thank you very much, insane star.
Or as we now call it, the Nicholas Insane Nicholas. Star.
Yes, exactly. And here's a 1-star review as well.
She goes commando. That explains why I never got a pair of her used knickers for a decade.
Doesn't like knickers, doesn't like Snow Patrol. Well, thank you very much, Insane Star.
She just goes up in my estimation all the time.
So there's something we want to get.
1-star, Insane Star.
Exactly. So yeah, that's all I have. So it was a while ago, but
Brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant, and thank you particularly to Insane Star for going to the trouble to do that. I am so appreciative of you for still being remotely interested in this show after all I've said over the last 10 years.
There you go.
Yeah, and we didn't have a song for it, did we? Oh, never mind.
No.
Oh well. So feel free to continue to do that until we get some response from Snow Patrol.
Yeah,
you never know, do you?
Yeah,
Yeah, it's easily done. All right, Tone. One last song this week.
Okay.
And we've already played one cover version on the show. We're now going to do another.
Ooh.
This is from the recently released on Squid Hat Records, Squid Hat 77, which I think, was it a free download? It might be. Might be a free download. Which is a load of Las Vegas bands doing cover versions of songs from 1977. Not necessarily punk rock, just songs from the year 77. And the Quitters are no exception, Tony. A terrific band who put down their friends and influences as being the Objects, who are friends of the show as well. So you can't go wrong. Excellent. With Las Vegas punk rock. You can't, Tony.
You can't, no.
So this is the Quitters. What is their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/ The Quitters.
Oh, mate. Facebook.com/ Quitters Punk, or Quitters Punk, if you like.
Quitters Punk.
Makes it poor the internet 5, Tony 4.
Ah, well.
That's given me a lust for life. That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
Always.
That was The Quitters and Lust for Life. What a brilliant version. There's some brilliant cover versions on this Squid Hat 77 thing. Make sure you do find a way to download it. Just type in Squid Hat Records to Google. You'll find out all about it without too much trouble. I might see one or two of you in Oslo this Saturday. I hope so. And before that, Tony, could you just mention the online stations that carry the show?
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio. That's PODUNK radio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew. That's Radio Andrew. That's ANDRA.SE.
And thank you to both of those stations carrying this show. And do make sure you give them a listen if you get chance to. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog.
But you can't.
Oh, and I completely forgot to mention my spuds, Tony. They're fine.
Excellent.